This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Brussels to meet with NATO and European allies about their next steps in addressing the one-month-old Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Biden is expected to announce a new round of sanctions against Russia during Thursday's emergency NATO summit. Biden's visit could also shine a light on a dispute with European allies, some of whom are heavily reliant on Russian oil and gas, over whether to impose further energy sanctions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to virtually address Thursday's NATO summit. President Zelensky has said that he is expecting Western leaders to both add to their Russian sanctions and pledge more aid for Ukraine. He released a video late Wednesday urging citizens around the world to take to the streets to protest Russia's invasion of his country. Hundreds of civilians have been killed, hundreds more injured, and over 3 million Ukrainians have fled their country since the start of the invasion on February 24th. Madeleine Albright, the first woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, died of cancer Wednesday at the age of 84. A child refugee from both Nazi and Soviet-dominated Eastern Europe, Albright made history when President Bill Clinton chose her as America's top diplomat in 1996, making her the highest-ranking woman in U.S. government history at the time. She served President Clinton's first term as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Albright began her diplomatic career as a member of President Jimmy Carter's National Security Team in 1977. She was awarded the Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in 2012 by President Barack Obama. Idaho has become the first U.S. state since Texas to enact a law since Texas that bans abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy.